pipe it down a little bit. Can we just run that one again? Because it's really hard. Are you doing that with music or without music?
I will do it without.
Do you know it yet?
Not properly, no.
But, because that's why I went to pop, because I couldn't hear you, because you were just reading.
Yeah.
Can we just do that again? If you could pipe it down a bit, it's only because I wanted to see if we can get this right. Or come back, perhaps come a bit forward, further forward for this one, because there's more happening in the piano, because it needs to be more in the piano, but it's just that you were getting a bit drowned out. Go on then. Demonstrate as well. So, why those pieces? Come and have a seat if you want. Why did you choose those pieces? How do they suit your playing? Why did you choose those pieces?
Do I have
to
go one by one?
Well,
it's
up to you. I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
You talk to me.
I chose Sweet Georgia Brown because I was able to put some of the notes down, which made it much more of a baritone piece.
Okay.
I'm very much baritone player.
Why is that?
I think because, well, technical is probably because I have quite a loose embouchure, which allowed me to be able to play lower down compared to like where I play the alto, where you have to be a lot tighter. So in that respect, but I prefer the instrument. I think it's very unique and it's very different, and I enjoy playing it a lot more than I do playing alto. So that's why I chose that one. I'd say back off, like Doing the Life of a Fool. I chose that because it's a contrasting piece to the other two. The other two are quite upbeat, got really fun, whereas Doing the Life of a Fool is much more relaxed. It's more of a jazz club piece, and I think it's really nice to have that contrast in the middle of the two, just to make the other two probably stand out a bit more, make it a bit
so
more
what
interesting.
What challenges have you had in playing with those pieces?
Some of the high notes, getting those out, were difficult for me, but I did start my recital on an alto.
So how have you overcome? How have you overcome the difficulties in playing these pieces?
I've practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced, done it in different ways, so some of the faster bits changed.
So demonstrate. I'm trying to give you a chance to demonstrate.
I don't think
it's tough. You need to demonstrate.
Well,
can I
though?
Right. Well, so you know, you practice in lots of different ways,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, well.
It says here to get the high mark band illustrated with the instrument voice.
Well, funny enough. So, for Foggy Day, the second half, which is quite a solo bit, the very fast bit, the
Chance of getting really good.